How do you say hello to your feathered friends?
So nice to meet you, gentlemen.
We'd like to introduce our cooking expert.
Satire.
A man of such outlandish appearance that every tongue in the village was soon set to wag.
His grandfather, after all, was Methuselah.
He was a bully and a coward at heart. A juvenile delinquent.
Who loves
crazy sounds.
All of these different things create
a dark and strange
sound collage,
which contains more than first meets the ear.
Just listen.
But they wouldn't listen, and they wouldn't believe.
Don't you know that good little girls get spankings?
I like that, but there's something else.
Drug-related crimes, sex-related crimes.
Yes, I would like that too.
And the older you are, the more you enjoy it.
Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures.
Yes, he'd enjoy that.
What kind of dog food does your dog eat?
Peanut butter sandwiches.
It is a basic essential for lunchboxes, parties, and
driving nails through their nostrils.
Dogs like food that's moist and meaty.
What do you like?
I enjoy being high.
What do you like?
I like scum.
What do you like?
He likes to take his bath every night before going to bed.
With an army of 25 troops.
And Andy's tadpole.
Matter of fact, last week, I was smoking, and it was really some excellent, excellent stuff.
What does that mean?
I come over from Mexico by way of Puerto Rico underneath the Cuban grapevine.
I don't know what that means.
And
I can't do it.
I smoked one, and
I don't know what that is.
Sitting up there while I was
I've never seen that.
Enjoying myself, I thought that...
Fuck it!
I thought it was a dream that somebody was taking my TV set away.
Take it away.
So I just sat there and giggled, and
fucking thing sucks!
When I woke up, it was gone.
But anyway,
I'm hungry.
When you're hungry for a great candy bar,
we have meat.
George had been eating
a chick's ass after each dinner.
I was just remembering.
It was time for the children which could be eaten and those which were not to be eaten.
He had them beaten and put into prison.
Where they belong.
I can't remember. Oh, dear.
Have some breakfast.
I'll have their stinking bodies in garbage bags.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
I'll have what you're eating.
Beef tenderloin in tarragon sauce.
Hot for breakfast.
So thick and juicy.
I couldn't get the sauce through security.
But Jesus had another plan.
When he was 15, he was high on drugs.
An experience he'll never forget.
And he knew what else he wanted.
Tons of cocaine.
Along with a wedge of Swiss cheese.
And it came to pass that he filled
the air, laying bricks himself.
That was a good start, wasn't it?
When that statement was made somewhere, a middle-aged man stood up. He said, I'm perfectly happy. And the preacher was a little astounded that he stood up in the congregation and said that. And he said, well, could you explain? He said, yes. He said,
I want sex.
The angel of the Lord went down.
That reminds me of sucking.
He felt funny.
But when he really tried, he
would not come.
They want you to come.
I know he won't be able to come tonight.
So he asks Fred to come
all over the place.
It was left very messy.
I was with a man one day, and he was a pretty good-looking fella.
They were constantly experimenting, striving for change.
Now, let him have it!
Cocksucking fucking douche.
He has a way with words, doesn't he?
And he stroked oil in his hair, and he perfumed himself, and he held his nose very high.
Take those metal rollers out of your hair. Put some perfume on.
Are you trying to tell me that I smell?
You smell like a donkey.
I'm going to ask you to do something rather difficult.
I wish you'd sober up and let me get some sleep.
Then he laid down on a pile of leaves and soon fell fast asleep.
They picked him up and shook him, but they could not wake him up.
Not too bad.
2 days later, Noah died.
Hey, what's going on here?
Death lies in the horrifying wait for them all.
And this is as it should be.
Hi, this is Billy Ray Cyrus.
He fell dead.
Just look at all the people here.
Oh, they're dead.
We'd like to introduce our cooking expert.
Isn't he dead?
They are all dead.
Well, I certainly hope so.
And you don't have to worry about the police coming after you.
Well, it was about here that we decided to forget the whole thing and go home.
But the people would not go home.
There was no need to be frightened.
Well, my friend, I reckon you must be about exhausted. You won't be any problem now.
Goodbye with your bag of death and agony and pain. You'll have to find somebody not as smart.